only one, but it's too late.
Uh-oh.
It's too late. Keep
going. You sweater, and I ain't talk about a Cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talk about Cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the president, it's my sweet brother Noom say. Poopy say I'm too choosy. Take her to the show and talk all through the movies. Say she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesday. If we up in Fridays, I said have
1 o'clock in the morning. Give or take a couple of minutes, like 7. Welcome back to the Kaufman Show. You like this, Jimmy?
Maybe you could be my intern. An intern, I'll show you how I could.
Everybody's head is bobbing in the studio, as it should be. Kanye plus Otis equals auditory gold. Except for Jay.
I'm not a Kanye fan.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm an old school guy. I'm too old for this. It is so miserable. I have no purpose.
Is that what's going to happen to me in 4 years?
That's
no, I'm still going to be in the front row at hip concerts in 4 years.
I hit 35. I'm an official. My sister sent me a text, and she wrote, you know that you officially round off to 40 now?
Oh, boy.
And that's all she wrote. She didn't even wish me a happy birthday. That's it. You know, I haven't spoken to her in 6 months, but that's it.
You guys familiar with Dimitri Martin?
Yes.
You have to think about it, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
Haven't seen a lot of his act.
He's a very funny dude, and you've seen him on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, his own show Important Things with Dimitri Martin, and it was an absolute pleasure to talk to him today. We're going to let you sample his wares, and then you'll hear the interview on The Kaufman Show.
I like sports. I like professional football. I like to go, yeah. Wow. I like to get to the stadium. I like to get to the stadium and see the games live, you know? And I paint my chest before I leave the house. But I don't have that many friends, you know, so I usually just do punctuation. And, like, tack on a group already in progress. But sometimes, it works out kind of weird because we ended up on TV one time and it said, Jets?
Okay, our next guest performs January 12th at Théâtre Maisonneuve of Place des Arts. You can get the tickets at hahaha.com, the Just for Laughs website. He's a humorist, a writer, a comedian, an actor, frankly, a 21st century renaissance man. Welcome to the Kaufman Show, Dimitri Martin.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're doing a promotional tour, promotional interviews, I guess. Is it all day that you've been doing these?
Not too bad. About an hour, maybe an hour and a half when I'm done. A few calls.
How annoying are they? Do you get the same questions over and over and over?
No, you know, I haven't done press in a while, so it's not too bad. I think if I space things out, you know, then I'm better off because there's more has happened in life to talk about, so it's not so bad.
I imagine your last big press tour was when your book came out in the spring, right?
Yep.
And how did that go for you?
It went well. My goal was to sell enough books so that I could get a deal to do another book, and I did, so I'm thrilled.
Nice.
I'm working on the next book now.
Oh, good stuff. I wonder, now, you play music, you do stand-up, you write for others as well, you act. What's your favorite medium to express your humor?
Stand-up was the first one that I tried, and it's definitely the reason I got into doing any of this stuff. And I think still, as much as I enjoy trying other things and learning and getting better at other things, as you know, the more I try them, stand-up is still my favorite. It's the most direct way to get to an audience.
I guess it absolutely is because you get to see their reactions firsthand to what you're trying out. And
yeah.
One of the things that I've noticed about you is you're incredibly direct. You use as few words as possible, I find, to get whatever you're trying to get across. And that's something that's, I imagine, is very difficult and took a lot of time to perfect.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that is what I gravitate to. I love stuff that has a certain economy to it, jokes with a few words or drawings, just a few lines, things like that really, really appeal to me. And it does sometimes take a while to figure out how to get an idea down to just a few words.
When did you start incorporating drawings and graphs, if you will, into your act?
I started doing stand-up in 1997, and I think maybe in 1999 was the first time I brought some drawings on stage. I think, yeah, 99.
Was it in directly done to separate yourself from other observationalist humor?
I don't think so. You know, back then, I hadn't done any TV spots or anything. And sorry, there's a very large fire truck going by.
Oh, can't even hear it.
Oh, I should have just played it cool. yeah, I was just doing little rooms in New York. So at that point, I think most of the things that I was trying, they were just different experiments with ways of presenting ideas and jokes. You know, I did things with an overhead projector. I played different instruments with my jokes, and I didn't really ever use props. I guess the easel, if that counts as a prop, like that's probably as proppy as I ever got. But it was mostly because I have a lot of drawings in my notebooks. Sometimes when I'm trying to work out ideas, I'll just doodle a little something, and maybe that'll be the best way to communicate the joke. So I thought it would be fun to bring them on stage way back when I tried it. And then it worked pretty well. So then by the time I got a chance to do a TV special, I thought, oh, I'll make one of the segments drawings. That's how it worked.
And worked it quite did. In fact, I'd imagine that you're pretty much known for that. When you go up on stage just by yourself, probably people don't know what to expect.
Yeah, which is a funny thing to me because most of the shows I've done in my life have been without drawings. Especially in New York over the years, you get a 10-minute spot here or 15 minutes there. You know, I show up and just tell jokes. Mostly what I do is tell jokes. But now that I have the luxury of going to perform in larger rooms and for longer amounts of time, you know, if I perform for 90 minutes, it's fun to mix it up and have 7 or 10 minutes of it include drawing.
How much of mixing it up is to do with boredom and trying to find something new always? I heard your WTF podcast with Maron, and I don't know if you were embellishing or not, but you said that you changed degrees 11 times.
No, I think it was. I remember counting at some point. It was like, I think I did change 11. You know, that wasn't like an official, I didn't have to file 11 times to say this is my degree and this isn't. It was just more, some of those were official changes where it was that far into my education that I had to go and declare something else. But half of those were probably before that, saying, oh, no, you know what, this professor, I love this guy. I'm going to major in psychology. And I have some great philosophy professors. They say, no, I'm going to major in philosophy. I was very impressionable, I think. But, yeah, there's a restlessness.
But do you not see a direct tie to that and just the different, all the different fingers you have in different pies, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, there's no accident there, for sure. A long time ago, somebody described me as like, this guy, you know, has like a restless mind. And I thought that was interesting because I feel usually pretty at peace as a person. Like, I know friends, especially comedians, who have more angst and they're kind of uneasy. But I will say at the same time, I do have trouble focusing on one thing. I don't have ADD. I don't think, you know, I've never been diagnosed or anything like that. I can work on one thing for a while, but I think I described myself once as a nomadic obsessive. So that I can focus on something once I get to it, but I do wander around a lot, and I jump from thing to thing, and that somehow makes me feel more productive or something. You know, I feel like I'm doing better if I do that.
It's about grabbing onto what you're passionate about, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think if you choose something as a profession that is your own, so that I don't come from a comedy family, and I had no connection to showbiz or stand-up or anything. Once you've made one choice like that, it does empower you in a weird way to follow your passion, to say, all right, well, I disappointed everybody. I could go be a poet now. I'm not answering to anybody. It's just my work. You know, here we go. Or I'll try to be a musician. So it's great, and it's also tricky because you want to follow your passion, but you just don't want to distract yourself out of making something substantial.
When you dropped out of law school, did you know that this was the road that you wanted to go down?
Yes. I dropped out specifically to be a comic. I hadn't tried stand-up before I dropped out. I decided I'm going to go for stand-up, and then I left. You know, that was the timing worked out that it was the spring, so I finished out the semester, and then that summer I started doing stand-up. And once I got on stage, I realized this is the kind of thing I should be pursuing. this feels right for me. And so that's it. I never looked back. I went for it.
We're finishing up with Dimitri Martin. And this is a sports show, Dimitri. I'm wondering if you're at all a sports guy.
Growing up, I was a big sports guy. I really sucked at team sports, which was a bummer for me because I'm from a town called Toms River, New Jersey, and we had the Little League World Champions, I think in 1998. That was after I left Toms River. But I played Little League and I played soccer. My family loved the Mets, so I watched the Mets all the time. I used to go to Mets games. And then when I was in college, I really liked college basketball. In recent years, I've lost touch with sports, pretty much with everything. I don't watch TV much or anything. I don't know who's winning what division or anything. I'm pretty checked out now. It's more in the past tense for me.
Well, right now the big news in the world of sports, I think, is this religious guy named Tebow that seems to be performing miracles every Sunday.
Oh, okay, that makes sense because I was flipping through and SNL was on, and there was a sketch last week. 2 weeks ago, maybe?
No, it was last Saturday night towards the end of the show. We'll actually be airing it a little bit later on this evening. That was a great little skit with I guess, was it Andy Samberg playing the kicker? And Sudeikis as Tebow, I think?
Right. Sudeikis was, the one I saw Sudeikis was Jesus.
And, oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I figured it was something, I didn't realize. I guess, so they pulled out some real surprising victories, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and all very late in the fourth quarter. And really, I don't think that, much like when SNL parodied Sarah Palin, I don't think they changed the words of the main character very much from real life.
That's funny.
Yeah, it kind of is, but the weird intersection of sports and outer-worldly beings, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, you've got this show coming up at Place des Arts. At first, I thought it was just a Canadian tour because that's how I think the Just for Laughs people are billing it, but you're doing a full North American tour this winter, and you're starting it up here. What makes you want to do a tour of Canada in the cold? Now, I know you've been to Montreal for Just for Laughs, so you've seen all the best that this city can offer. Why would you come when it's minus a billion?
Yeah, well, it's funny. My experience in Canada is Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. I've performed in a couple times. I've got a couple friends from Canada. I had a couple guys work on my show when I had the Comedy Central show, and I found both of them really funny, and I like what I know of the Canadian sensibility. I like crowds have been really good to me, so I thought, man, I'd love to go and do a tour, do some cities. I'm only doing six cities, but it's better than, you know, I haven't done really anything besides a couple shows here and there, and the timing just worked out. You know, I'm gonna shoot a new special in February in New York, and I wanted to get ready for it, so you know, it's game on. Here we go. And it happens to be January in Canada when I come, but that's all right.
Well,
oh, by the way, I'm doing a promotion. It's called meetdimitri.com, and people can win backstage passes to my show, like free tickets, and come hang out backstage and stuff.
Yeah, you've guaranteed an awkward meet and greet.
That's right, yeah.
Have you done those before?
No, I've never. I've met folks after the show and stuff, but usually just whoever's standing by the door at the end. But I don't usually have, like, people get free tickets and then come hang out backstage. It's not like there's any crazy stuff going on back there. It's just me hanging out usually on this tour with my friend Levi, who's actually a Canadian comedian, who's going to be opening for me. So we'll probably just be back there with some snacks. But, you know, it is fun to meet some of the people who come to my show, because what I've found over the years is a lot of the people at my show seem like my friends from college or some of my friends from high school. They kind of seem like my type, you know, my type of people. I say, oh, yeah, you remind me of so-and-so. It's not usually like some huge muscle guy who would have beaten me up in high school comes backstage. Like, yo, you're a dork. You know, it's usually like another dork like me, so it's fine.
Well, from one dork to another, I've already entered the contest. I hope I win. And I will definitely be at the show on January 12th. You can go to hahaha.com to get the tickets. Dimitri, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
I went into a shoe store, and I said, hey, can I get those in a 10? The guy said, sure, and he went in the back. Then a couple minutes later, he came out, and he goes, I don't have a 10, I have a 9. Great. Because while you were in the back, my toes were severed off. Normally, it would be retarded for you to say a number different than what we agreed on. But given my very recent accident, you're right on. Congratulations, you're rehired.
MeetDimitri.com, HaHaHa.com for the tickets, January 12th. Tad Mizanovic, Plastizar, Dimitri Martin. You're listening to The Kaufman Show. We'll be right back.